So give us an idea of the scope of documents that you are digitizing.
Well, it's pretty vast. The whole effort, in a nutshell, we call it Founders Online, is to put these materials in one place online, the papers of six principal figures from the founding era of our country. It's really going to be, all said and done, about 185,000 documents from or to Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Hamilton, and Franklin. So it's pretty vast.
It's 68,000 documents. How are you going to pull this off? How long is it going to take?
It's actually more, even more extensive than that. The 68,000 documents cited in the agreement that we just signed with the Virginia folks just deals with the not yet even published transcripts of historical documents. We actually began this initiative a year ago to first deal with the published materials, and that's almost 115,000 documents. So if you add that with the 68,000, it's almost 185,000 documents. The good news is that there have been editorial teams at various locations working on the documents for many years now. The published materials, all told, take up almost 250 volumes. And the first stage of our two-stage process is to put all that material online. And I should explain, too, these are transcripts of the original materials, which in a sense is even better. If you've ever tried to read an 18th century handwritten document, it's often extremely difficult to do so, and you can lose patience and not even understand what's going on. So these editorial teams have painstakingly transcribed that handwriting from the 18th and early 19th century, number one. And then they have provided context for the documents, number two, which means if there are obscure people or events or references within a document, these editorial teams make notations that explain that and provide that context and basically make the documents understandable.
Now, are these materials that have been published before in other books and you're just collecting them, or are there things that most people have never seen?
Well, it's a combination. The book publishing has been going on for a while. As I say, there are basically six editorial teams that have been working on these papers from Yale University, from Mass Historical Society, from UVA itself, University of Virginia. So those published materials are undertaken year in and year out and have been going on for some years. Unfortunately, most of those published volumes aren't readily available in every public library. That's sort of a part of the access problem that we're trying to solve. We're trying to get a little bit beyond the academic sphere and certainly serve the academic world and historians, but also open these up for the first time to just general public consumption, to teachers who may want to use these documents in the classroom, to just a whole host of people who would find these interesting and very enlightening.
We're talking with Kathleen Williams, the Executive Director of the National Historical Publications and Records Commission. Now, the commission signed that agreement with the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. It's part of the University of Virginia. Is that a unique arrangement? How does that relationship work?
Well, it is pretty unique. I would say it's probably the first time that such a venture has been undertaken. It really is a private-public partnership. We have found through our extensive background in publishing historical documents and trying to make them available to the American people, that UVA just had a lot of unique qualities and qualifications that really allowed us to partner with them in a cooperative agreement kind of setting. They are the publisher, for example, of the papers of George Washington as well as the papers of James Madison. Dolly Madison, and a host of other publishing ventures, and they increasingly have gone online themselves. They have a whole division that they call Rotunda, which is their electronic imprint, as they call it. So we found that they had unique qualities at UVA, both on the press side and at the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. The Foundation for the Humanities has a division within it that specializes in the field of documentary editing and has, I think, something like 25 or 30 years experience in carrying out those sorts of ventures. So we felt very comfortable that these folks were really qualified and very motivated to work with us on this project.
Now, these editorial teams, when they are preparing them to be put online, Do they actually edit them in some way or clarify, or is it all the absolutely original language and syntax that the founding fathers used?
Well, you know, that's a really good point, and that has been something that basically for decades, historians who specialize in documentary editing really come up with standards for how you treat historical documents in terms of being true to what the original writer wrote on paper, even in flawed spelling, flawed, what we would consider flawed grammar perhaps, or punctuation, and that they pretty much leave that very much to the original, true to the original. They will make some clarifications within text when it's necessary. They spend a lot of their time both being very accurate and true to the document, as well as I indicated earlier, really trying to provide the context for these documents. As you can imagine, each document can be rather obscure.
Right.
And whole bodies of documents can even seem obscure without that kind of editorial explanation and understanding that they provide.
And for people that would want to see the handwritten versions, are you also digitizing those and making those available?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point. It's something we're considering at this point. Certainly the system is capable of linking to the digitized versions of the originals, because we understand a lot of people are going to want to see the original as well as a transcript. We're hoping to be able to do that. That's something that's under development. I have to say it's not a promised part of the system yet, but we hope that that can be a feature as well.
So when this is up and running, how are people going to be able to, well, first, when can they access it and use it? And then secondly, how? I mean, is there going to be like a cross-reference search section? I mean, how are they going to be able to go through all of this material?
Well, it's going to end up being a fully searchable database. They're going to access it off the National Archives main website. There's no website yet, of course. This is under development. But the archives main website is www.archives.gov, and there will be a link right there to this extremely powerful and full database. The first set of materials will be available starting in June 2012. That will be about 150 volumes worth of materials. I'm going to say that's probably something like 70 or 80,000 documents, which will be available at once. So it's almost about half of what we project will be eventually available in that system.
How many years is this relationship with the University of Virginia going to be in effect?
We expect that this work will be done in December of 2014. So it's going to be a 3 to 4 year project.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it, and we invite you to come back and give us progress reports as you get through
it. I'd love to. Thanks so much.